ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt, the masters of the universe aren't censoring enough conservatives. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 5, 2021. CEO of the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, Jonathan Greenblatt told Representative Yvette Clark, DNY, that a term like globalist is white supremacist language, and that the Silicon Valley masters of the universe have not done enough to stifle free speech on the internet. Fighting hate previously was not a Republican issue or Democratic issue, it was a bipartisan issue. That changed in the last 4 years, said Greenblatt in response to Clark's question about the alleged role that presidential rhetoric played in fostering hate over the last 4 years. The prior president, indeed, from the rhetoric he used on the campaign in 2015 and 2016, when he would retweet white supremacists, and he would use their language, terms like globalists, and whatnot, and George Soros, continued the ADL CEO. That created the conditions in which they felt encouraged, he added. Greenblatt went on to further disseminate the Charlottesville hoax, which many on the political left have regurgitated over the years, falsely claiming that President Trump referred to neo-Nazis as very fine people. It was a failure of leadership, said Greenblatt, to call them out clearly, consistently, cogently, after Charlottesville, after the debate every time. The extremists felt emboldened, Congresswoman, and they leapt into the vacuum that he created, and they recruited, they did more public events, they ran for office, and they really exploited social media, said the ADL CEO. So they felt emboldened. Greenblatt then claimed that big tech companies have not been doing enough to stifle free expression on the internet, and that they should not feel the need to uphold their users' First Amendment rights. The tech companies have been far too lax and lazy about enforcing their own terms of service, said Greenblatt. They do not, as businesses, have to abide by the First Amendment. The CEO went on by pushing another popular narrative being used by many on the left in order to justify the silencing and censoring of their political adversaries, the notion that political dissent or sheer words equate to inciting violence. But even then, freedom of expression isn't the freedom to incite violence, he said. And what's happened in the past 30 days, taking off the worst actors, it should have happened years ago. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.